Clap your hands and give the Lord a shout of praise today. Stand with me if you're able. We're so excited that you're joining us on this beautiful Palm Sunday. Look out that door over there. The sun is shining bright. We're healthy. We're able-bodied. We're in the house of the Lord. There'll be no junior church today. No, there is going to be junior church. Sis, I just don't know. There will be junior church today. There will be junior church today. Amen. What a wonderful day God has given us on this beautiful Palm Sunday. Amen. There are some people here I haven't had the joy and the honor of meeting yet. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise for all of our visitors? We are so thrilled to have you in the house of the Lord with us today. Amen. And if you got your Bibles, I would like for you to turn with me to the word of the Lord. I'll begin in the book of Daniel, the sixth chapter. Amen. Daniel, the sixth chapter. I'll be reading verse 1 through 9. And then I'm going to jump all the way back to the beginning in the book of Genesis for one more short passage of Scripture. Amen. Daniel, the sixth chapter. Shout yes if you've got that. Daniel, the sixth chapter, verse 1. Amen. If you're in the house of the Lord today and you do not have a Bible, we would love for you to get with us. We'll make sure that you have a Bible before you leave this place today. Amen. Every home needs the Word of God in it. Amen. Amen. Daniel, the sixth chapter, the very first verse. Anybody going to help me preach today? Anybody going to help me bring in the word of the Lord today? Daniel, the sixth chapter and the first verse, the Bible says that it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, and of these three presidents, of whom Daniel, the Bible says, was first, that the princes might give account unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel, everybody say this Daniel, then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and above the princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could not find none occasion nor no fault. For as much as Daniel was faithful, neither was there any error or any fault found in Daniel. And then said these men, we shall not find an occasion against Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Then these presidents and these princes assembled together to the king. And they said thus unto the king, King Darius, live forever. And all the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consulted together. We have established a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or any man for 30 days, save of thee, except thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree, sign the writing that it may not be changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. Verse 9 says, wherefore, King Darius signed the writing and the decree. One more quick verse of scripture, Genesis, the first chapter. Verse 1 through 3, the word of the Lord says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and the earth was void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, everybody say, and God said, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. And there was light. Thank you for standing so long today. The word that I want to speak into your spirit today is this: 30 days and 3 minutes. 30 days and 3 minutes. Before we are seated, can we all over this house just lift up the Lord collectively in this place? Come on, clap your hands, open your mouth and shout hallelujah. Hosanna in the highest. Come on, somebody collectively, come on, unitedly, let's lift up the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He gave us a promise. If I be lifted up, he said, I will draw all men unto me today. He deserves to be lifted high in this house today. Hallelujah. 30 days and 3 minutes. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. 30 days and 3 minutes. We are all familiar with the biblical story that I just read to you. Even those children that just walked out of this sanctuary, Brother Paul, into junior church, on numerous occasions have heard about Daniel and the lion's den. It was a dark time for the nation of Israel. Daniel and the children of Israel were under the thumb of the Persian Empire. And even though, although they had experienced some liberties and God had given them some favor in the kingdom, even though all of these things were true, they still were not a free people. They were not a free people. It was a dark time for the nation. How many know that when you're not free, it's a dark time today? Come on, when you're not spiritually free, it's a dark time today. I mean, it was a dark time for the nation of Israel. It's hard to find a darker time than being bound. But let's fast forward a few years to the year 1944. 1944, it's hard to imagine any place darker than a Nazi concentration camp. Hugo Grin was the young boy's name. He was 13 years old when his family and 10,000 other Jewish people were deported to Auschwitz concentration camp. Immediately upon his family's arrival, this young man's smaller brother and both of his grandparents were immediately gassed, because they could not work, they could not produce, and they had no value to the Nazis' brutal regime. They had no calendars, so they couldn't actually know when Hanukkah was. But one day, this young boy's father took him and some fellow prisoners to a corner in their barrack. And there he told them that he wanted to speak to them. He announced to them on that evening that it was the eve of Hanukkah. And he had a really small clay bowl in his hand. And inside that bowl, he had placed a wick. He had placed a wick inside, Brother Bry, his rationed portion of margarine. This man was literally starving to death. And he had taken his rationed portion of margarine and he had placed it inside a small clay bowl. And he had gathered these other Jews that were in the barrack with him, and he brings them over to a corner in the barrack, and there he announces to them that it is the eve of Hanukkah. He had a small bowl. He had manufactured a little candle and with his small portion of margarine. And before his father could even recite the blessing, his young boy Hugo began to protest his father's wasting of his rationed portion of food. The father looked at his son with tears in his eyes. He paused for just a moment. He looked at the others that were standing in the room with him, and then he looked at this little candle that he had made out of the last bit of food that he had, and he paused and he looked at all of them, and finally he said these words to his son. He said, "Son, you and I have seen that it is possible to live to up to 3 weeks without food. We once lived together almost 3 days without water." But he told his son that day, he said, "But you cannot live properly for 3 minutes without hope that God is going to deliver us." I come to preach to this body today, whether it was 30 days for Daniel or 3 minutes for Hugo and his father, 1 second without God in your life today is way too many. You need the Lord in your life. You need hope in your life. You need peace in your life. You need the love of God in your life today. Clap your hands and give the Lord some praise all over this house today. Hallelujah. The father of Hugo Grin could have saved his rationed portion of margarine, but he realized that hope was more important than food itself. My God, if the church could just get a hold of this today. My God, the same faith that this man had is the same faith that the widow had when the prophet came to town and all she had was just a little bit left. My God, if we could just get a hold today that hope is more important than food itself today. Hallelujah. He realized, amen, that he could not go another moment without hope that God was going to see them through. In Daniel, the 6th chapter, Daniel is raised to a high office by his royal master, Darius the Mede. Because of Daniel's promotion, Daniel's jealous rivals began to trick the king into issuing a decree that for 30 days, no prayers could be addressed to any god or to any man except for King Darius himself. And the decree stated that anyone who defies the decree will be thrown into the den of lions. Can I tell you today that nobody's better at setting traps than the devil is? Can I tell you nobody wants to deceive God's people more than the devil does? Can I tell you, nobody wants to stop you from reaching into your family more than the devil does. Nobody wants to stop the generational blessings that are waiting your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren than the devil does. I come to tell somebody, it's time for you to stop living without hope today. It's time for you to surrender and give it all to God today. Your hope is more important than life itself. I came with a message from the Lord for this body today. The devil's got a plot, but the Lord's got a plan. Come on, the devil's got a plot, but the Lord's got a plan. The devil thinks he's got you deceived. The devil thinks he's got you distracted. The devil thinks he's got you detoured today, but God's got a plan for your life. It's time to stop giving in to all the deception of the devil today. It's time to stop giving in to what your circumstance looks like right now today. It's time to reach deep in the depth of your soul and take all that you got left and say, "I'm going to give it to God today. I'm going to give it to God today." This little bit of margarine ain't nothing. If I put it in the hands of the maker, he can multiply it today. He can multiply it today. Whether it's 30 days, 3 minutes, it's too long without the Lord in your life today. The devil's got a plot, but God's got a plan. God's plan is always greater than the devil's plot. The enemy was trying to keep these Jewish captives in that concentration camp from praying and worshiping God. They knew that for them to celebrate Hanukkah was going to cost them something. He knew that he had to give everything that he had to the Lord, Brother Carl. I come to tell this body today, the Lord ain't going to take just part of you. I come to tell this body today, the Lord ain't going to take just a portion of you. Come on, somebody. He wants all of you. He wants everything you got. He wants in the deepest, darkest corners of your life. He wants every problem, every circumstance, every shortcoming. He wants you to give it to him today. He wants all of you. I came to tell this body today, we cannot properly live 3 minutes without hope. We need the hope of God in our lives. Come on. The enemy was trying to keep these Jewish captives in that concentration camp from praying and from worshiping God on the eve of Hanukkah. Who knows, it might not have even been Hanukkah, but in his heart, Sister Diane, it was Hanukkah, and it was time to worship God. And he was going to take everything that he had left, and he was going to consecrate it, and he was going to give it to God today. Oh, that the church would take everything we got left. Oh, that the church would take every ounce of hope and every ounce of faith and every ounce of everything that we have left in our life and just put it in the hands of God today. Come on. Daniel's rivals were trying to keep Daniel from praying and worshiping God. Why? Because the devil's always plotting. The devil is always plotting. But listen, prayer is not something that God wants us to bend on. Prayer is not something that God wants us to bend on. Prayer is not something that God wants us to skimp on. Prayer is a glorious interaction as the spirit of humanity comes into the contact with the spirit of divinity today. Prayer is a blessing. Prayer touches God. There must always be a distinction between the sacred and the secular. Daniel knew this. Daniel knew this. He understood that the king was the king, but he wasn't going to bow down and worship the king. Daniel understood that there must be a distinction between the secular and the holy, Brother Bo. Daniel understood it didn't matter what it cost him. It didn't matter what he had to go through. He had to keep God first in his life. And that man in that concentration camp understood it didn't matter if he died that night, if he starved to death. He was going to die giving praise and giving worship and giving glory unto the God of his salvation. Hallelujah. There must always be a distinction between the sacred and the holy, the sacred and the secular. Daniel knew this. Church, listen to me. The church is God's institution for our changing today. Many people don't like to hear that. But the church is God's institution for our changing. Daniel knew that if one day without praying would change who Daniel was in God, then what kind of damage, Brother Eric, would 30 days do? Come on, Daniel knew that if just one time that he gave in and he bowed down and he worshiped the king, when he worshiped God 3 times every single day, he opened his window to the east, but he understood there had to be a distinction between the secular and the holy. He understood that he couldn't afford one moment to give glory to another. So he refused. He understood that if one day without praying would change who he was in God, then what kind of damage would 30 days do? Doesn't matter, church, if it's 3 minutes, 3 hours, 3 days, 30 days, 3 years, 30 years. It don't matter. It's too long to be without the presence of the Almighty in your life today. Daniel understood that every prayer begins as a prayer failure. Every failure begins as a prayer failure. When this decree was made, you know what? We would have said, it's just 30 days. It's just 30 days. I just won't pray to God. I just won't bow down, Brother Don. I just won't open my window to the east 3 times a day. It's just 30 days. The 30 days will come to an end. And then I'll be able to pray and I'll be able to seek God again. It's just 30 days. That's what we would have said, but that's not what Daniel said. To Daniel, it was not just 30 days. If one day would change who he was in God, what kind of damage would 30 days do? He could have prayed in his heart. He could have said, oh, it's just 30 days. I'll just close my window toward the east. I'll just close my lips, Brother Tim, and I'll just pray to God from my heart, and none of the people in the kingdom will know that I'm praying to God. It was just 3 minutes to those Jewish prisoners in that concentration camp. He could have said, it's just 3 minutes. This candle's not going to burn long. I can take this rationed portion and I can eat it and I can live a few more minutes with my son. Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter if it's 3 minutes, if it's 3 days, or if it's 30 days. You can't afford to spend it without God. Daniel could have prayed in his heart. Daniel could have prayed in secret. Daniel could have closed his windows and his prayers to God from other people, but he didn't do that. He could not do that. Daniel went into his house that day just like he did every other single day. He opened his window toward the east. He knelt down and he opened his mouth and he began to cry out unto God. And more importantly, Daniel opened his heart that day and heaven touched earth that day. And God supernaturally anointed him and touched him and gave him provision for what he was about to go through. I come to tell this body today, if you'll take all that you have, you'll put your trust in God. It might not seem like much, but little is much when God is in it today. And it might not seem like you got much left, but if you give it to God today, he can supernaturally multiply it in his hands today and make it more than what you need. Hallelujah. It wouldn't have mattered if the king put every beast on earth in that den, Daniel still would not have bowed, still would have not bowed down to that king. It wouldn't have mattered if he'd have put 1,000 lions in that den. He still would have opened his windows towards the east and he still would have called out to God just like he always did. You know why? Because Daniel's faith was not in himself. Daniel's faith was not in his favor with the secular. Daniel's faith was in the Almighty God today. And I come to tell you, though all hell assail you, if you'll just buckle down and not be moved, God will work on your behalf. God will multiply on your behalf. God will give you provision on your behalf. God will do the unthinkable on your behalf today. He opened his windows, he opened his mouth, he opened his heart, and he gave it to God that day. His hope was in the Lord. And at the first light of dawn, after being up all night worrying about the dumb decision he had made, after not being able to sleep, after being tricked by some evil people, the king was up all night, could not sleep, and at the first crack of dawn, amen. Darius goes to the den that Daniel was thrown down in. That morning he calls out to Daniel with an anguished voice. And he says, Daniel, servant of the living God. Daniel, has your God, whom you have served, continually been able to rescue you from the... My God, if the Holy Ghost would help me today, if some people would buckle down in faith today and realize it don't matter how deep the den is, it don't matter how many lions there are, it don't matter how hungry they are, God is able to shut the lion's mouth on your behalf today if you'll just give God every ounce of what you got left today. If you'll just give God a clap your hands and give him some praise in this house today. 30 days or 3 minutes is too long for you to live without God in your life. You need him today. Hallelujah. And then all of a sudden, Darius hears Hope say, "Oh, King, live forever." The first thing he did was acknowledge the king. The one who threw him in the lion's den. The very first thing he did was acknowledge the king. And he said, "Oh, King, live forever. My God has sent his angel and he has shut the mouth of these lions." Daniel gave honor to the very one that put him in the den with the lions. Who do you think you are, chastising and criticizing and judging your brother and sister in Christ today? Come on. He gave honor to the very one who put him down in that den of lions. Let me tell you something. If you got the right spirit, no matter what you're going through, hope's going to show up right where you're at. Hope's going to show up right where you're at. It don't matter if you're standing in the corner of a concentration camp or if you're standing in the corner of a lion's den. If you got the right spirit, if your heart is right with God, the Lord is going to show up right where you're at today. Church, because... we're saved by hope. We can't live without hope. We can't live without hope. 30 days, 3 minutes, it don't matter. It's too long. You cannot properly live without hope. Hope is the anchor of the soul. Hope is both sure, the Bible says, and steadfast. Hope got Daniel out of the lion's den. Hope got Jonah out of the belly of hell. Hope sustained the disciples from the time Jesus died to get them to the day of Pentecost when the Holy Ghost fell. Hope brought David out of the valley of Elah. Hope brought Paul and Silas out of the jail at midnight. Come on, do I need to make this personal for you today? Hope brought Sister Mariah out of a heart condition. Hope brought Sister Amber out of a barren condition. Hope brought Sister Melissa out of a bad marriage. Hope brought Brother Chris out of losing his mother. Hope brought Brother Mike out of losing his wife. Hope brought Brother David out of addiction. Do I need to make this personal for you? Hope brought Sister Wanda to a heart attack. Hope brought Sister Charlene and Brother Tommy through not losing their son. Hope brought Brother Eric Barkley through a brain condition. Hope brought Sister Serena through a motorcycle accident. Hope brought Mother Peg through a heart attack. My God, come on, do I need to make this? Hope brought Sister Kim out of a hospital on a ventilator. Hope, we cannot properly live without hope today. You cannot for 30 days nor 3 minutes properly live your life without hope. Hope brought Brother Edwin through cancer. Hope brought Brother Don out of alcoholism. Hope brought Ken and Angie out of a divorce. Hope brought Sister Lexi. Hope brought Brother Joe. Hope brought Sister Debbie. Hope's brought us all a mighty long ways. We cannot properly live for 3 minutes without hope. Hope is the anchor of the soul today. Hope. 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 Come on, somebody. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Come on, hope thou in God, O my soul. We cannot properly live without hope today. Hope brought Brother Corey Sharkey through a car accident. Hope brought Sister Angel through a boating accident. Come on, somebody. Hope has brought you. Hope has brought me. Hope has brought all of us a mighty long way. And we're saved by that hope today. And we got to hold on to the hope that God has given us. Come on. Church, we all need hope today. We all need hope today. It doesn't matter if it's 30 days or if it's only 3 minutes. You cannot properly live without hope. May God help us see the example of those Jewish people in that concentration camp. May we reach down inside of us to the innermost part of our being, Brother Greg, and give God the last of our portion. May we see the example of Daniel, who was able to separate the secular and the holy. May we not bow down to anything in this world, and may we realize it's not just 30 days. Come on, it's losing your soul today. You cannot properly live without hope. God, help us to see the example those Jewish people in that corner of that concentration camp. May God help us to see the example of Daniel in that lion's den. May God help us to see the example of Jonah in the belly of hell when he realized that all he had left was one more cry out to God, and he gave it to him. He gave it to him. Hope is what brought Jonah out of the belly of hell. Church, it will never be over as long as you got hope. Huh? When your hope's gone, it's over. But as long as you got an ounce, as long as you got a thread, as long as you got just a little bit of hope left, it'll never be over as long as we have hope. Stand with me as the musicians come quickly. How privileged and how blessed we are to be in the house of the Lord on this beautiful Palm Sunday. In the wee hours of this morning, I could not get the picture out of my mind of my Savior riding on the foal of an ass down the hillside into the streets of Jerusalem. Palm branches, garments laid for him to walk upon. People shouting, singing, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Church, it'll never be over as long as we have hope today. One thing that fascinates me as the musicians come about Daniel's dilemma is that the Lord used Daniel's dilemma to both strengthen him and subdue him. Ah. Church got quiet when I said that. The Lord used Daniel's dilemma to not just strengthen Daniel, but he used it to subdue Daniel. Daniel had some favor with the king. Brother Levi, Daniel was at the highest of the kingdom other than the king himself. Daniel had some favor in his secular circle. And the Lord not only strengthens Daniel through him being thrown down in the lion's den. Now, look, we as church folk, we love to talk about being strengthened. I get up here and talk about being strengthened, and you all will jump up and down. But I get up here and talk about being subdued, and you're like, Sister Shyla, the Lord used Daniel's dilemma to not only strengthen him, but to show him you cannot put your trust in the things of this world. Daniel, the king, King Darius, the Mede, has exalted you to the highest position in the kingdom. Daniel, don't you ever put your trust in the secular. Don't you ever put your trust, Daniel, in the things of this world. They will always fail you. They will always leave you empty. They will always desert you. When the time comes, Daniel's favor with the king was not enough to get him out of the king's written and signed decree. God, help us today. If we ever take our faith that belongs to God, if we ever take our trust that belongs to God, and we begin to place it in the secular, the things of this world, God didn't just strengthen Daniel. God strengthened and subdued Daniel. He reeled Daniel back a little ways. He said, listen here, boy, you have been exalted to the highest position in the land, but don't you put your trust there. They threw you in the lion's den, but I was there when those hungry lions were staring you in the face, Daniel. I was there when the pride of the king caused him to turn his back on you, Daniel. Don't you ever not distinguish the difference between the secular and the holy. The Lord used Daniel's dilemma to strengthen him and to subdue him. We're all about getting strengthened, but we're nothing about being subdued. Can I tell you today, God wants to exalt you in the spiritual, but God wants to subdue you in the flesh. God wants to reel you back, cause you to see where your hope is at, cause you to see where your trust needs to be. Daniel was strengthened by the fact that God shut the lion's mouths. I was thinking this morning, laying in my bed in the wee hours of the morning, Daniel probably felt in that moment that he was untouchable. Man, I'm in this confined space with these hungry lions, but there's this invisible shield between me and them. God won't even let them get to me. He was probably feeling in that moment untouchable. But the Lord had to show him, just because you experience some prosperity, just because you experience some favor, don't you ever forget where your bread is buttered at, Daniel. Don't you ever forget who you pray to 3 times a day. Don't you forget who was with you in the midst of your bondage, and I visited you every single day. Don't you forget, Daniel, when you was down at the deepest, darkest moment of your life and you thought you was going to be devoured. Don't you forget, I was the one that was there with you, Daniel. I'm the king in your life, Daniel. I'm the provider in your life, Daniel. May we not ever, listen, we may not ever see the inside of a concentration camp. Hopefully we never see the inside, Brother Elisha, of a lion's den. But we will see many circumstances when all we got left is hope. We will see many circumstances where all we got left is our faith in God. I come to tell somebody in this house today, 30 days and 3 minutes. Don't you let another moment pass you by without having hope in your life today. Without giving the remainder of what you have to God today. Give Him your family. Give Him your finances. Give Him your health. Give Him all you got left, whatever it is today. It may not seem like much to you. It didn't seem like much in that little clay bowl with the wick stuffed in it. But there was hope. And it ain't never over as long as we got hope. We will see many circumstances when all we got left is hope. We cannot live properly without hope today. As we sing this closing song today, these altars are open on this beautiful Palm Sunday. I hope and I pray, as I was at Walmart this morning picking up these palm leaves, I was thinking, Lord, I was praying and I was asking God, I would say, Lord, let these people hold these palm leaves in their hands. And as they wave them up and down, as they give you praise and worship and give you glory and honor, let it change their experience with you. Let them see you riding into Jerusalem humbly, humbly, innocent as a lamb led to his slaughters, sheep to his shearers. Let them see you, Lord, that you didn't come to conquer the things of this world. You came to free us from sin. You came to fill us with your Spirit and power us through the Holy Ghost. Let them have an encounter with you today on this beautiful Palm Sunday. May your life never be the same today. May a little ounce of hope be enough to get you through your circumstance. It ain't over. Turn to your neighbor and say, it ain't over. It ain't over as long as we got hope. As long as we got hope today, it ain't over. God just wants to see our heart today. God just wants to reel us in today. God just wants us to put our trust in Him today. God just wants us to have a heart of gratitude today. These altars are open as we sing this closing song. Would you come join me at the front of this church today on this beautiful Palm Sunday?